Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
You're listening to Results Over BS. BBS. You're about to find the secrets to leverage the internet to automate your lead generation and attract high-paying clients without the confusion or overwhelm, so you can finally have a business that provides you the lifestyle of freedom and impact you've always wanted. Marquell Russell is a secret weapon for coaches, consultants, and service providers who want to attract high-paying clients and grow their businesses rapidly. He's known for delivering the highest return on investments to his coaching clients,
upwards of 1,110.76%.
And now, here's Marquell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marquell Russell here. Welcome to this brand new episode of the Results Over BS Show. You might hear some music in the background. I'm up here at the auto dealership right now getting my brakes did on my car. But I didn't want to wait to get this to you. So welcome to this episode. Let's go ahead and get right into it. So today what I want to do is kind of give you access to a training that I did with my private coaching clients. And I basically broke down what I call the time worth formula. How do you find out how much your time is really worth every single hour, so you're not wasting your time doing busy work or doing stuff that you really shouldn't be doing, all right? So I break it down step by step. The whole process is 3 or 4 simple steps, and my clients were absolutely blown away. And it's really changed how they approach their business every single day. And it's helping them create more productivity, more profitability, and actually more freedom as well. So let's go ahead, jump right into it. And before we get into it, if you haven't already got access to the Rapid Business Growth Bundle, be sure to get access. Be sure to go to yourpodgift.com. That's yourpodgift.com. Or I had a link around this episode somewhere, depending on where you're checking it out. And if you want to consider becoming a client and working with me directly, just go to attractbigticketclients.com. And to make it even simpler, you can go to workwithmarquell.com. So that's W-O-R-K with M-A-R-Q-U-E-L.com. So that's it. Let's go ahead and jump right into this private training that was on for our client called the Time Worth Formula. And let's get right into it. Talk to you soon.
First off, here's how you figure it out. So number one, you want to figure out, okay, what's your income goal for the next 12 months? What is your income goal for the next 12 months? Hopefully everybody has that. All right, drop it in the chat if you know your income goal for the next 12 months. Like, how much revenue are you looking to do in the next 12 months? That's the first step so we got 350K, we got 500K. Perfect. So that's the first step to actually the time worth formula, figuring out what's your revenue goal for the next 12 months. All right. Then you want to write down, if you're writing this down, hopefully you're writing this down. The next thing you want, so first you want to write down what's your income goal for the next 12 months. Then the next thing you want to do is write down how many hours per week do you devote to income producing activities. So how many hours per week do you devote to income producing activities? And be extremely honest with yourself, right? Because obviously everything we do isn't income producing activities. So I know for me, my goal is to wake up at 4 a.m. That's the goal, right? I woke up today at 6 because I got off the road from Greensboro, speaking in Greensboro, I got home about 1 something, went to sleep about 1:30, something like that, and got up at 6. So ideally I want to be to bed at 4, but the first part of my day is like morning routine, gym, and that type of thing. So I really start the day from a business standpoint at 10 a.m. typically. So, and then my goal is to be done by like 5, shut down, right? So what's your goal? And I only pretty much work business 4 days a week. Friday I may do some little stuff, but not really, right? In the weekends, if I'm speaking at an event, that may be the case, but that's not always the case. So how many hours per week do you devote to income producing activities? So, and of course, even within your working time, it's not always income producing activities. So I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say it's 28 hours per week. So let's just say it's 7 hours per day, 4 days a week, or it's 5 days a week. I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say it's 28 hours per week. So, the third thing you want to write down is how many weeks per year are you devoted to working your business? How many hours per week are you devoted to working your business? Right? I apologize. How many weeks per year are you devoted to working your business? So the first question is, what's your income goal for the next 12 months? The second question is, how many hours per week are you devoted to income producing activities? And then number 3 is, how many weeks per year are you devoted to working your business, right? And take into account like vacations, things of that nature, right? So obviously it's 52 weeks a year. Let's say you devote a month, so 4 weeks to vacations and things of that nature. So that'd mean 48 weeks per year, okay? And then from there, so for example, I'm gonna say, let's say your income goal is, let's just say $2 million over the next 12 months, right? How many hours per week devoted to income producing activities? Let's just call it 28 hours per week. And then how many weeks per year are you devoted to working your business? 48 weeks, because, you know, account for a month of vacation, for example. So that would mean total hours, 1,344. That would be 1,344 hours that you work per year, right? And then basically, so that'd be 1,344 hours per year. So you're going to take the number, whatever your revenue number is. So let's say, for example, it's the 2 million example I gave you. So let's just say it's the $2 million example. So it's 2 6 0s. And we're going to divide that by 1,344. So that would mean, if this individual's income goal was 2 million, that would mean their time is worth $1,488 per hour. So if all these numbers are the same and your goal is 500,000 over the next 12 months, and you divide that by 1,344, that would mean your time worth, every hour is worth $372 per hour if your goal is $500,000 a year, right? If your goal is $350,000, because these are the only two examples I got in the group, me in the chat, $350,000, that'll mean your time is worth $260 per hour. So what does this mean? Any activity in your business that's not worth, that you can get done for less than $360 an hour, or less than $260 an hour, or if your goal is $2 million, for less than $1,500 an hour, whatever the case may be, you shouldn't be doing it. You should be outsourcing it to somebody else. You should only be doing activities that are worth $360 or more per hour. You can get it done for less than that. If you're doing stuff that you can get done for $20 an hour or $10 an hour, or that you can get done on Fiverr, you're doing design and all this different type of stuff. So, for example, so okay, we got somebody that said $180,000 a year over the next 12 months. So we'll divide that by 1,344. So that means your time is worth $133 per hour. So any activities less than that shouldn't be done. You should be outsourcing that, having other people do it. So now you can focus on the main thing. Does this make sense? Let me know if this makes sense to everybody. Felicia said, man, bye. Wow. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Perfect. And that's how you figure out what is your time worth per hour. Right? And now here's the thing. Most people think when I get to $500,000 a year, then that's what my time is worth. Or when I get to $1 million a year, then that's what my time is worth. Or when I get to $5 million a year, that's what my time is worth. No. If your goal is to get to $1 million a year, or $5 million a year, or $500,000 a year, or $180,000 a year, $350,000 a year, you have to operate like that now. So you have to think, okay, in this particular instance, what would a person who runs $1 million or a multi-million dollar or a $500,000 business or $250,000 business, what would they do? Would they be busy creating a banner or a graphic for my website? Or would they be, unless website is your business, right? We got some people who web design is your business. Great. But if web design isn't your business, you shouldn't be doing web design if web design isn't your business. All right. If it doesn't really move the needle for your business, you should be having somebody else do that. Okay. So that's that. So if your goal is $500,000 and your time is worth $360, if you're sitting there scrolling social media and all this different type of stuff and you let 3 hours go by, or you let somebody waste 3 hours of your time, I mean, you've literally wasted, you know, a thousand and some change of your time. And when you look at your time like that, it's a game changer. You'd be surprised how many people I have reach out to me and, you know, want to have lunch, want to take me out to lunch so they can pick my brain and all that different type of stuff. And I'm like, I just have to decline a lot of times because in Atlanta, it takes me, and I do, you know, it's not like, it's like, if it can make it happen, but I'll more often do a Zoom call, but oftentimes I even decline that because it's like, if I'm going to meet somebody for lunch or whatever, it's probably going to take me 15, 20 minutes or whatever, or even 30 minutes, depending on where they are, to get there. And it seems like wherever you go in Atlanta, it's going to take you 20, 30 minutes to get there. Then we sit down, talk 1 hour, 2 hours. Then I drive back. So that's like 1, 2, 3. That's like, what, 3 hours of my day gone. So I look at that as like probably like 10 grand or something, right? Especially if it wasn't a meeting that was productive. It was just to have lunch or if it was just to. I mean, I do it that type of thing sometimes, but like I can't make that the majority of my time. Does that make sense? Does it make sense, everybody? So at this point, everybody should know what your time is worth per hour. What is that? How much is your time worth per hour?
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.